This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McPhee. The United States is defending the U.S. use of airstrikes on Sunday to target an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, warning it could strike again, despite criticism from top Iraqi officials and renewed threats from the militia itself. A senior State Department official told reporters Monday that the United States is not going to let Iran get away with using a proxy force to attack American interest. The official described the strikes as defensive in nature. The U.S. airstrikes targeting weapons storage facilities and command and control locations across Iraq and eastern Syria killed at least 25 people and injured dozens more. U.S. officials said the strikes were in response to a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base on Friday, which killed a U.S. defense contractor. The strikes have sparked anger and criticism by top Iraqi officials. There's an increasing number of calls for federal action to help curb religious attacks, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the people in this country have to address a frightening trend.
The current state of hate in America has become a national crisis.
Schumer wants to quadruple federal security grant funding for houses of worship after two weekend attacks. In one, a man used a machete to wound five people, one critically, as they celebrated Hanukkah at their rabbi's home north of New York City. The other involved a fatal shooting in a Texas church yesterday. The alleged New York attacker, Grafton Thomas, is charged with federal hate crimes. His lawyer, Michael Sussman, says he has serious mental health problems.
The four political leaders use this as a means of demagoguing and about a particular issue. We need to know the facts.
I'm Tim McGuire.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the United States and China will likely sign phase one of a new trade deal early in the new year. This is VOA News. The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal and with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest of a series of deadly assaults over the past week. Australia's long bushfire crisis is continuing, with large parts of the state of Victoria now threatened. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
There are fears that extremely hot and windy conditions could merge three major bushfires in East Gippsland to form a devastating mega blaze. The authorities say the situation is potentially life-threatening for residents and tourists. The intensity and scale of the fire crisis have unnerved many Australians. Nine people have died since the fires began, hundreds of houses have been lost, and about 5 million hectares of land left scorched. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Congressman John Lewis says that cancer is his latest battle. AP correspondent Shelley Adler with details.
The veteran Democrat from Georgia has fought many struggles in his lifetime, yet he says, quote, "I have never faced a fight quite like the one I have now," after announcing that he has advanced pancreatic cancer. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was among the many who sent her best wishes. Earlier this month, Pelosi spoke of the much-loved Lewis on the House floor.
John Lewis, the conscience of the Congress. What an honor it is for each and every one of us to serve with him, to call him colleague, and for many cases, to call him friend.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A Chinese court sentenced a scientist who created the world's first gene-edited babies to 3 years in prison Monday. Reuters' David Doyle.
A scientist who created the world's first gene-edited babies was jailed for 3 years on Monday on the charge of illegally practicing medicine, according to China's official Xinhua news agency. He Jiankui triggered a backlash when he announced in November 2018 that he had used gene-editing technology to change the genes of twin girls. That procedure was to protect them from getting the AIDS virus in the future. The court also handed lesser sentences to Zhang Renli and Qin Jinzhou for having conspired with her in his work. The court was quoted as saying the three, in seeking fame and wealth, deliberately violated national regulations in scientific research, adding that they had crossed the bottom line of medical and scientific research ethics.
Reuters' David Doyle. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.